I had wanted, you know, to come and carry two messages. One is to the UNMISS colleagues here, to thank them for the outstanding work they have been doing in this terrible period. Actually, the Secretary General sent a letter to the SRSG, which I know she is sharing with members of the staff. But on top of that, I wanted to express the thanks and the admiration of all the staff of the whole UN for the commitment that people have shown and for the dedication to the duties and the splendid work they have achieved under very difficult circumstances. And the second message is, of course, to the Sudanese government, His Excellency the President, and I have a number of messages to him. But the first message is that we hope that this crisis can be overcome, first by achieving the cessation of hostilities, which was signed upon on the 23rd of January, but also towards finding the ways and means to address the root causes of this terrible situation.
In January, UN Security Council approved actually for increasing the capacity of the mission here. Can you just take us through on the progress of this? How far has it gone?
It's ongoing work. You know, we have been acting, working mainly through what we call intermission cooperation, trying to bring very quickly foreign police units and military units from other missions in other parts of Africa. This is underway, but of course it cannot happen overnight, but we're working very actively to achieve what the Security Council has asked us to do.
Well, with the situation in the country now, one can say this should be done very quick. What do you say about this? The expectation is high.
Well, the expectation is high because, of course, as you know, there are three priorities right now. The first one is the protection of civilians. Second one is human rights. And the third one is assistance to the humanitarian community to reach the people in need. And I don't say this as a matter of priority 1, 2, 3. The three items are of the same level of urgency. So this is what we are working upon. And we are, of course, supporting actively the work of UNMISS from the headquarters.
Recently, the government actually questioned the neutrality of the mission. And from your point of view, how can the mission operate in a government where actually it's questioning its neutrality?
We have called repeatedly on the government of South Sudan here and ourselves in New York also to say that this is not right. We are working in full compliance of the principles of impartiality, and that must not be questioned. We are here to help this young country, to help the people to overcome this crisis.
As we talk now, there are thousands of South Sudanese in IDP camps. Some are protected by the mission and others are not. What message are you going to tell them?
I have just talked to some community leaders after visiting the camp here in Tomping. I think the message is twofold. First, we had to deal with emergency, and I think we have saved countless numbers of human lives by taking these people on our bases here, but also in Jonglei, in Bor, in Bentiu. And I think we have saved, let me say again, countless numbers of lives. So we are dealing with the emergency. We're trying to improve on the sanitation, on the water, on all the support we give to these people. That's one thing. But the second thing is that we have to continue working with the government of South Sudan, whose responsibility it is to provide security for its citizens, to help create an environment which will be conducive to people returning to their homes in safety.